say if I need some more clothes to wear at Sunday school or church, I'd say I need to go to town to buy them a what?
Watch on.
Or another word for it. Or just all man's coat, vest, and pants together, that
suit.
Yeah. You wouldn't buy an old one, would you buy a
new suit?
Okay. If I stick a lot of things in my pocket, so that they do this, you see my pocket?
Feel, budge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to be
shrunk.
Yeah, I put it in that hot water and it
shrunk.
Yeah, every time I've done that, it has
shrunk.
Say if a girl is about to go out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of a mirror,
mm-hmm.
what would you say she's doing?
Looking at herself.
Okay, or, you know, she's putting on makeup and making sure her hair is right and all that. Just kind of spending a lot of time with herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she was...
dying.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, do you have any words? Crimping?
Yeah.
She was...
crimping.
I have a boy who's going out on a date, and he's doing the same thing. He's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror. What would you say about him?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, something that a woman has that she carries all her things around being, that's her
purse.
Okay. And something that you might wear on your wrist.
Bracelet.
Okay, what about around your neck?
Necklace.
Anything else besides necklace?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's made with just beads, what would you call that?
Necklace.
Mm-hmm. We'd call it beads.
Uh-uh.
Or string of beads.
Uh-uh.
These things that some men wear that come across over their shoulders help keep the pants up.
Suspenders.
You ever heard any other words for that?
Mm-hmm.
What about braces or galluses?
Uh-uh.
The thing that you hold over your head to keep rain off of it. And this is, you're making up your bed, this is the last thing that goes on.
Spray it.
Mm-hmm. And during wintertime, a lot of people put these on the bed. They're made of different patches, so you can.
Quilt.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you rest your head on.
Pillow.
Have you ever heard of or seen anything that's kind of shaped like a pillow, but longer than a pillow that you could put on the bed? Have you ever heard of a bolster?
Uh-uh.
All right, this expression, talking about a pillow, if it's a real long pillow, you might say, well, that doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way.
What would you call, say, if you made up a place on the floor for a child to sleep, that would be a
pallet.
Mm-hmm. All right, this adjective, talking about the land, and a farmer might say, well, we ought to get a big crop in that field because the soil is very
rich.
Okay, or another word? Yes, with a
cat? Fertile.
Mm-hmm, sure. Right. Have you ever heard of any kind of land around here called bottom land?
Mm-hmm.
What about land that has a lot of water on it, standing on it all the time? It's got bushes and trees growing on it.
Wasteland.
Okay. What about the word marsh or swamp?
Mm-hmm. Both of those.
You might call it a
marsh or
swamp. Okay. Talking about different kinds of soil. Have you ever heard of real dark, black, rich soil around here called muck or gumbo?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Have you ever heard of loam?
Mm-hmm.
What about sandy soil?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say a man is doing if he's getting water off a piece of land? He's doing what to it?
Drain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that he digs to take the water off, that would be a...
shovel.
Well, the thing that the water drains off into...